Good morning. Ivy Levy from In My Kitchen. This is actually a really special weekend. It is my daughter EJ's second birthday. Happy birthday, EJ. And with this birthday brings every member of my family. You would really think it's the second coming of the Messiah. I have people coming in from California, Florida, Pittsburgh, I mean, all over. And I have no idea how I'm going to feed all of these people. I guess, actually, yes, I do have an idea. Started thinking about my grill. It's the only thing to do. When you have a lot of people, it really is the best way to kill a lot of birds with one stone, especially if those birds are chicken. And think, no dirty dishes. I'm going to be using my grill. I am really excited. I was a very good girl. I got a great grill last year for my birthday. I love my grill. I could go on for hours talking about how much I love my grill. It's amazing. I remember when I saw it for the first time last year. She was beautiful. An enormous rack, huge tank capacity. I was there all weekend. I felt bad for Michael. He barely saw me, but he ate well. I was thinking the best way to go would probably be marinated flank steak. It's the easiest to prep. It's inexpensive. You cut it thin and it feeds everybody. And I've never met a person who doesn't love this. We ran this recipe in Boating on the Hudson, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago. And we got such a huge response. I want to share it with you guys now. The world's greatest marinated flank steak. Now, you guys have heard me talk about Ziploc baggies. This is a great Ziploc baggie recipe. Flank steak is a great cut of meat for marinating. I mean, it's widely available. It's not expensive. If you can't find flank steak, a good substitution is skirt steak or even hanger meat if you happen to be a BJ's or a Costco shopper. It's all in the marinade. Listen to this one. 1 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, although, of course, I would tell you to use magic oil, 1/2 cup of water, 1 lemon, cut it, squeeze it, and drop the whole thing in the bag. 4 garlic cloves, smashed, skin still on. You want to take all of the ingredients, throw them in a Ziploc baggie, and chunk in the big piece of meat. If you don't have a Ziploc baggie big enough, not a big deal. Just get yourself a baking pan and put the marinade in before you lay the meat down. Cover very tightly. If you're using a dish, cover it very tight with plastic wrap. Otherwise, your entire refrigerator is going to stink from flank steak. I mean, it smells great, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. If you're using a Ziploc baggie, make sure to sit it in a bowl bigger than itself, because if that leaks, oof. All right. I always say overnight is best, but if you need to only do it for a couple of hours, it'll still taste great. I've marinated it up to 2 days when I've had a special purpose. This flank steak is terrific on a skewer and thrown on the barbecue, but it needs that extra flavoring. So if you like doing stuff like that, keep it in the fridge for 2 days. Make sure when you go to your refrigerator, you flip it at least one time, let it sit overnight. When you're ready to grill it the next day, take it out of the fridge and let it sit on the counter for about 1/2 hour. You want to bring it as close to room temperature as possible. Now, out to the grill. You want to get your grill piping hot. Close the lid, jam up the heat, and wait until you see smoke. Then go out and scour the living shit out of it. You should have nothing on your grill, and nothing will stick to your grill. I happen to like my meat medium rare, but I'll give you all the cooking time so that you know what you're looking for. A good rule of thumb is to flip your meat just past 1/2 of the cooking time. So if you're going to cook it for 10 minutes, flip it after 6 or 7. Oh, and make sure to remove any pieces of garlic or lemon pits, because if those things get burned, oh, they're disgusting. If you like your meat rare, you want the total cooking time to be between 6 and 8 minutes. If you like your meat medium rare, you want your total cooking time between 8 and 10 minutes. Medium, 10 and 12 minutes. Well done, I'm not even discussing. That's just wrong. When you feel that your meat has reached its desired doneness, take it off and let it sit on the side for 15 minutes. This is the biggest argument that I have with clients, especially the husbands. What is with you guys? Nobody accepts the fact that you're not supposed to cut into meat when it's on the grill, or that you're supposed to let it sit for 15 minutes after you finished. You put it on a tray, you cover it with tinfoil, and you simply walk away. Haven't you ever noticed that when you prick meat when it first comes off the grill, you get a plate full of juice and gray meat? I mean, come on, guys. Hello. If you wait the 15 minutes, you're giving the juices time to redistribute throughout the meat. And what happens is all the juice is retained and stays in. So don't poke, don't prod, and don't cut the thing until you've got 15 minutes under your belt. Believe me, you'll be very happy. And no poking and cutting while it's on the grill. Leave it alone. And other discussion, what is with you people futzing around with the meat on the grill? Get this. Grill gets meat. Meat sits still. Meat cooks. When meat is done on appropriate side, meat moves easily. Flip once. Let cook. Remove. That's it, guys. No jiggling, no dancing, no making funky grill marks. I don't give a shit. Telling you, you have to wait and be patient. I know you like to play around and everybody loves to stand in front of the barbecue, but realistically, flip the meat and walk the fuck away. When you're finished, slice the meat across the grain as thin as you possibly can. It makes great sandwiches the next day. And cold, by the way, awesome. I've been known to stand in front of the refrigerator and just eat them out of the leftovers bag for breakfast. Ooh, breakfast! Steak and eggs. Come on, how good. This has got to be one of my favorite recipes because it's the easiest. Everybody likes it. It's cheap to make and easy to cook. So I hope if you guys ever get in the situation in which the entire family is descending upon you, you will reach back in your memory for this recipe and save yourself and know that I'm thinking of you. Hey, what about a side dish? Do you need a side dish? Grilled veggies. Hey, listen, you're already playing around with the grill. Why dirty anything else? I love grilled vegetables. I pretty much stick with zucchini, portobello mushrooms, and eggplant. They're probably the easiest to do. A little magic oil, a little garlic, a little lemon juice. Obviously, you can replace the magic oil with regular olive oil, but it doesn't taste anywhere near as good. When you're going to use eggplant, you want to drain the eggplant. I know it sounds silly, but cut the eggplants a little bit before you're ready to marinate it. Sprinkle it with some salt on both sides and just let it sit for about, 20 minutes. And you'll notice all this brown liquid coming up. Rinse it off and then put whatever marinade you're going to use. Zucchini, cut, marinade, put it right on the grill. Portobello mushrooms, they're pretty self-explanatory. Cook them as they come. I'd like to point out that grilled vegetables have the same rules as grilled meat. Put them on the grill, leave them alone. You will know it's time to flip them because you will see that they have good grill marks. Grilled vegetables also make great leftovers. Put them on a sandwich, chop them up, put them on top of a salad. Lots of good purposes. So hit the grill this weekend and let me know how you do. You can always email me at cook@ivysinmykitchen.com. Well, that's all for this week. This is Ivy Levy from In My Kitchen. See you next time.